What is up, everybody, and hello, Bumbles. Welcome to the 15th Q&A, and for some reason, I don't know why, but 15 feels like a really, really big number to me. So, I hope you are all doing well out there. I know a lot of people like to put these Q&As on in the background, so go ahead and get started with whatever you're doing. And I've got a cup of tea here, and we are going to go through all of your questions, your comments, and the latest stuff regarding the channel. As I always say, I will try to not answer a question that I've already answered before, or if it's too personal, if it gives away too many physical characteristics, gotta maintain that whole mystery thing. I'm also going to answer some of the questions posted under the last Q&A because we've been working on one from like months and months and months ago. So I think it would be nice to get some of the updated questions as well. All right, so let's do it. First question, Bella Bear says, reject me so I can move on because I can't sleep without listening to your audios. Bella Bear, I refuse to do that. So you are just going to be stuck listening to my voice send you to sleep forever. And I'm totally not sorry about it. But like really, I also have about, you know, two or three YouTubers that do that to me. And I basically need them to sleep. It will take me weeks to get through one of their videos because every time I start watching one, I just fall asleep within like 5 minutes. Dramini, I hope I'm saying that right, asks if your listeners have an idea for an audio, let's say a fantasy they have and you are in it, are you interested in hearing or reading them? Good question. I am always interested in new audio ideas. So absolutely share them, send them in. I will admit, sometimes it takes me forever to incorporate an idea or a script, but I do often get around to them. It will just take a little while. And thank you. Dramini also says this one is a bit spicy, but do you like thinking that your listeners masturbate while listening to your content? Or do you think it's weird? Also, do you masturbate while making the audios? So the short, sweet answers here are I do enjoy that idea. And yes, I do. I think there's only ever been one not safe for work audio where I didn't participate myself. And that's purely because I was physically incapable at the time. But I did try my best. And I was always curious if people could figure out which one that was. And now I expect that some of you are going to try and figure out which one that was. Good luck, because there are a lot of audios out there now. Scatterbrained AF asks, has making these audios made you a more confident lover? Now, I did include this question, but I think I've answered this before. And Scatterbrained continues, do you take feedback for the comments and incorporate it? I think it's a great question. I would say that my position on this has changed over time. There are some things here that are great to keep in mind in the bedroom. We like to include foreplay, an emphasis on cuddling, an emphasis on touching, an emphasis on communication and experimentation. And I think those are positive things for most people. And I have definitely become more adventurous and I would say aware of all of the different types of preferences, kinks, and sexuality out there. Alexis the Werewolf says, I've always wondered what it felt like to cuddle, hug, hold hands with, or kiss someone. But I'm also afraid of being in a relationship because I've never been in one before. I'm scared that I won't be enough, and my inexperience would cause problems in our relationship. Is this fear valid? Or am I just overthinking things like I always do? I think all I can say to that, Alexis, is honestly, there are some jerks out there who would probably try and take advantage of your inexperience. I don't think it would be a turnoff. I think they would try exploiting it. And there are also a lot of good people out there who won't care at all, and they will be very patient with you. And it's totally okay to be afraid that you're going to meet the wrong person. It's completely natural to be anxious or worried about that. Totally understand. And it would totally suck if that was an issue. But I think it's more important that you know that you are enough just by being you. You are a catch, and someone out there is a good match for you. So I would try not to worry too much about it. And I know it's easy to say that, but honestly, try your best. Now, just as an aside, every single guy out there has been inexperienced at one point. And every single girl too. Everyone. And also, at some point in their life, everybody had to get over that. Now, I think I'm much more qualified to discuss this about hetero guys than anybody else. You know, I can't speak for other people and other people's sexualities, but maybe this will help. A lot of inexperienced young guys have issues because they focus on their inexperience and it makes them feel insecure. It kind of sounds silly, but really you need to fake it until you make it. Or meet somebody who you can be so sincerely genuine with that it doesn't matter. And that's probably the most ideal scenario. But for a lot of people, you just kind of have to set those insecurities aside or try your best to do that. And the moment you stop worrying about that and you start enjoying yourself and your time with your partner, that's when things really start to happen. That's when the magic starts flowing, you know. I know for a fact that overthinking can kill any romantic situation or relationship. Pasty Pastries, and I will admit, every time that I've looked at your name up until now, I did not know it was Pasty Pastries. Maybe it's just the nature of the channel, or maybe it's just because I have a dirty mind, but I thought there was a panties in there somewhere. Anyways, Pasty Pastries asks, when and where are we supposed to be asking these questions for the Q&A? I see this question so much, and it is a testament to my complete inability to organize anything at all. I'm really sorry about that, guys. You are ridiculously patient with me. So, Pastries, posting them below in the comment section is the easiest way for me to see them, and that is usually where I get them. Imagine Clouds has an interesting experience and a related question. She says, have you ever had a girl struggle with your whole length? I recently just had an experience both intimidating and painful due to his length. We were both sexually frustrated, I think, and wanted to get physical ASAP, but it was extremely painful for me. Nevertheless, he was very communicative and made sure I felt okay. However, he did say, you're the first person who struggled this much with my length. I do not think that we're that compatible. After hearing that, I felt horrible, but then I realized that we were not even in a relationship, and that is okay. I want to find someone who wants to commit. Okay, tons of points here to talk about, guys. Let's set aside the fantasies for a minute and get down to the dirty, dirty real talk, real life, okay? Yeah, big penises can hurt a lot. And actually, even if a girl is more on the tight side, maybe she's really tense or really inexperienced, usually it's nervousness or tension, that can hurt a lot too. And especially if it's your first time together. And yes, I have struggled with this regularly, 100% my entire life. And trust me, it can be a huge frustration, pardon the pun, for the guy as well. But there are ways around it. Even if you guys have done lots of foreplay, I still think that lube is a great idea, especially if he's wearing a condom or if he's circumcised. For guys, I cannot stress enough to pay attention to your partner's face and breathing. That is so important. You need to pay attention to her breathing and her face, just like you would pay attention to your surroundings, right? It will tell you all that you need to know if you are hurting your partner. And for goodness sake, girls, please say something. You need to say something. You need to talk in the bedroom. There is nothing worse than finally getting intimate with your partner and then looking up and seeing her face and seeing her cringing in pain, and it's your fault. It is absolutely soul-crushing if you feel anything for your partner. And my final thought on this is on the sex position. So finding the right position can absolutely work wonders until she starts to get used to your size or your girth or your length. Maybe after 2 or 3 nights, you will find that it becomes easier to take him in and you will both start enjoying him more. But in the meantime, I find that the prone bone position is quite good because the girl's ass gives a little more padding, kind of helps you control your depth. Also, if she's on top, that is fantastic. She can control the depth, and that's great. And when she gets tired on top, and she probably will, it happens, the guy can always pull the girl down onto his chest with his arms, and she can straddle him on her knees, and he can thrust upwards. And if he lodges his thigh against the girl's thigh, then he can prevent himself from going all the way in. It's kind of hard to explain over an audio, but yeah, if he kind of pushes his leg up a little bit against hers, he can make it so he only goes about halfway in, and then he can thrust with his hips freely and enjoy it. So, long story short, there are a lot of ways to deal with length. As for that comment that your partner at the time made, saying we are not 100% compatible, I don't want to be too judgmental here, but yeah, that's not the best thing to say to a girl right after you guys have just had sex. Like, does anybody want to hear that after you've had sex? Oh, we are not very compatible. It's not very sensitive to, you know, the other person. I guess I just hope that you find the guy that wants to commit and you guys can have fun and fool around and just enjoy it together. Are you usually vocal during sex? Yes, I am. I would say I am less vocal than when I am recording an audio because it's an audio. But yeah, I think you guys can tell that I moan. Alexis says, some questions for the next Q&A. First, what advice or tips would you give someone that has never been in a relationship or had anything intimate? I'm 23 and feel like I'm running out of time. Why do you think that, Alexis? You have your whole life ahead of you of love and sex and relationships and everything in between. And to be honest, I don't really know what you value in a relationship. Some people like to wait for something more serious. And I knew some girls in high school who just wanted to get drunk and lose their virginity right away. And some people want to wait until marriage. It's a very sacred thing for them. Personally, I'm in the middle. I think it's a good idea to find someone that you like, or find someone that you think is very attractive or hot or cute. And then if you want to, go for it. You can join some local clubs. I personally think taking group lessons for something is a fantastic way to meet people. And honestly, I know that I bagged on online dating quite a bit, but it's not that bad. You would probably have some pretty crazy, weird, and funny date stories. And that's not a bad thing. It's just more experience. Anyways, I would say give it a shot and don't be afraid to make the first move. Drink a bottle of wine, see what happens, and don't have any expectations. If it goes bad, that's okay too. So, like I said a few minutes ago, don't worry about inexperience. Try to just live your life. Alexis also says, have you ever made a vision board or considered making one? I have not. In fact, I just Googled it, and I don't think I have enough magazines to do something like that. It looks kind of cool though. Megan asks, I have a guy friend that I've developed a crush on. The problem is that when we first met, he came on to me and I friend-zoned him. Now I regret it. How do I take it back and would he still like me? Megan, totally understand this question and where you're coming from. And it is surprisingly common actually. Now, we've talked about similar situations here before, and I guess I'm wondering right now, what changed that he went from being a potential romantic partner to a friend? Or rather, what changed that he went from being a friend to a potential romantic partner? If you've maybe spent more time together and you've gotten to know his personality better, and now you're attracted, you can start expressing interest in him. Most guys know that if a girl is taking a long time to text back, she's not interested. If she texts back fast and she uses smiley faces, and she uses lots of letters, you know, she says, hey, with lots of Y's, or if she texts you back late at night, or if she expresses interest in meeting you soon, then yeah, he will know that there is some interest there. So why not give that a shot? Turn up the heat a little bit. See how he reacts. If I was a guy in that situation and I still liked the girl and she texted me like that, that would definitely perk me right up. Lordana has an interesting question and asks, what would you do if your girlfriend was being threatened by someone who is physically much bigger and stronger than her? When you try to rescue or protect her, she asks you not to get into a fight because she doesn't want you to get hurt due to her weakness. I'm doing weakness in air quotes here, okay? She would feel bad because she thinks you shouldn't have to fight for her. Well, first, I would seriously question how stable she is in that moment. If she's refusing someone's help when she's in a physically dangerous situation, I would call the police and I would definitely defend her until they showed up. And that goes for anyone, any gender, any age, any relationship. We are adults now, and we can't just go around hurting people, hitting people, threatening people, or fighting for no reason. That is literally how you throw your life down the drain. And we can deal with her emotional feelings of guilt afterwards. Those are probably some issues that would have to be dealt with anyways, if that's how she's feeling in that situation. I think the first order of business would be getting all the parties out of danger. And maybe that's not the most romantic or dramatic answer. Yeah. C00WW says, I have a crush on this guy, but he gives me a lot of mixed signals, along with the fact that he has a girlfriend. But after listening to this, I'm noticing that he does a lot of things K is saying to do. Do you mean he's displaying interest in you? Look, I'm not one to pass judgment here, but if he's giving you the doe eyes behind his girlfriend's back, yeah, that's just a bit shady. And yeah, he could totally 100% be into you. But I find personally that life is a lot easier when you avoid situations like that. I totally understand crushes happen. I'm not trying to make you feel bad for having a crush on him. Yeah, you don't choose who you crush on, but I'm not advocating getting involved with someone who's dating somebody else. Shadow asks, how much importance should someone's ideal type have? Do you think it's possible to find someone who is very different from one's type or regular type? Attractive. I had a friend and her boyfriend's exes looked nothing like her, so this was an issue. So, just to clarify, if I'm reading this right, the girl was feeling insecure because her boyfriend's exes look totally different from her. Now, I can understand that. I do really understand that. And also, just to clarify, again, I'm not an expert on these things, guys. I'm just a dude. But yeah, I do understand where your friend is coming from. I do think, though, if things are going well, I would try not to think about it too much. because attraction is a physical and emotional force. Attraction is not rational. I think you can totally be attracted to someone who is usually not your type. I don't think it's a problem. But that being said, I 100% understand how she feels. If I saw my girlfriend's exes and they all looked completely different from me, I would definitely pause. I wouldn't worry about it too much, but it would definitely give me pause to think about. Shadow also says, I can't ask my in real life guy friends this, and I don't trust people on Reddit. So do guys care about how pussies look? Like the color, anatomy, etc. I honestly don't. And I've also never heard another guy complain about it. Honestly, I have never heard a guy complain about how a pussy looks. So I would say generally no. Now, I have heard some rougher guys make jokes about them quite often. But hey, they still loved it. So yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. What is your second love language after physical touch? Probably words of affirmation. I think a simple compliment goes a long way. Lastly, Shadow asks, yes or no to waking up to a blowjob? Absolutely yes. I think that initiative is sexy, and also the guy's testosterone peaks in the morning when he wakes up. So that really is the perfect time for a blowjob. And it's probably also the time of day where he's going to be the most full, shall we say, the most hard. Ash didn't have a question, but she had some good observations about how society is moving in a more sexually inclusive and less traditional route. And this gives people more room to experiment with dominance in the bedroom. And when I was reading it, I found myself nodding along thinking that makes sense. So without getting too heavy into the topic, Ash, I think you wrote some pretty great observations there. Cupcake Love says, I would love to know your take on insecurities of being underweight. Cupcake says, I struggled with anorexia when I was younger, and I have tried everything to put on some extra weight, but it never sticks. I'm worried that I'll be seen as not sexy because I'm not very curvy, or I'm not enough to hold. I've had no luck in attracting a partner and starting to think it's something to do with my body. So, Cupcake, honestly, people are into such a diversity of body types. Literally, when I have beers with my friends, invariably we end up talking about girls. And we have insanely different tastes, like completely different. One friend will show a picture of a girl that he's very attracted to, and my other friend will be completely like, what are you talking about? So, I would say you don't really have to worry about looking different or being really underweight. I think it's great that you are feeling confident with yourself. I was really happy when I read that, because I don't think that beauty is something that you need to depend on other people for. But I also think that you can legitimately find a partner who's super, super attracted to your body. So do not give up on finding someone. And in the meantime, why not treat yourself to something that makes you feel sexy? It could be anything. Buy something for yourself that when you use it or you put it on or you have it nearby or you watch it, whatever it is, it makes you feel sexy. Because it sounds like you've done a lot of work on your personal confidence. And now we need to get that sexual confidence up too. I think it's a great place to start. And good luck. Roro says, for the next batch of questions, can we do that thing you did in one of your old Q&As where we tell you our assumptions about you and you can confirm or deny or abstain? I thought it would be fun to throw something else into the mix for some variety. Absolutely. I know this is super late. I think this request was made like 2 months ago, but underneath this Q&A, definitely post your assumptions about me, about being a YouTuber, about what being a VA is like. Just post any funny, interesting, or general assumptions you have, and we can get some fun answers in the next Q&A. Sam says, I had a dream last night. I was with a guy that I really liked. We were about to have sex. I could literally feel how excited I was. But just when he was about to get inside of me, I woke up right in that moment. This is the second time I've had this kind of dream. Is my subconscious mind not allowing me to know how it feels to have actual sex in my dreams? I don't know. Sam, I don't know a thing about dreams. I need to say that right off the bat. But I do find it incredibly interesting. Now, that could be the case, right? Or maybe it's something to do with someone in your life that you're thinking about. Generally, I feel that dreams can mean things, but I don't know. If you do find a good answer or have some light bulb moment, let us know, because that is very interesting. I also kind of have an interesting story around dreams. So I got in a car crash when I was a teenager, and I was driving my family car. And when I was driving the same model car later in life and I faced my fear of it, I literally had a dream that I was defeating a monster. So yeah, I think that dreams can have some meaning there. Sam also asks, is a penis softer compared to a finger? I think they have pretty different textures, I guess. Like, a finger is kind of, feeling my finger right now. A finger is kind of squidgy, right? The skin. And then it's super hard on the inside because, you know, bones. But a penis can range anywhere from soft to half mast to like maintenance mode to super, super hard. Yeah, I would say they're very, very different. Even if a penis is super hard, it still has some give if you squeeze it hard enough. I don't know. I just realized I have absolutely no good way of describing penile density and texture. So, next question. Anastasia asks, since you want spicy questions for the Q&A, are you actually that loud when eating pussy, or is it just for us? Well, for reference, I do use mostly the same technique. But the difference is there's a super sensitive microphone about an inch away from my face. So no, it definitely does not sound that loud in real life. Although, I think sucking the clit is a very effective technique. And you cannot really use that when you're recording an audio because sucks do not sound, they don't come through on the microphone very well. Slytherin Diva, thank you so much for your kind words regarding my total butchering of your language, and I hope that you are doing okay over there. Classic Cherry says, do you think you could maybe do a thigh riding ASMR? When I first read this, I thought you meant me riding your thigh. And I really was like, this doesn't sound like it would turn out very, very good. But yeah, we could do that. I think we've had some grinding ones recently, but yeah, we can do it. Chicken Nugget asks, would you date anyone who happens to know that you are boyfriend audio? I feel like it's easier if they get to know me first before finding out. If they know beforehand, I'm not saying that I wouldn't, but it would definitely give me some pause to think about. Ariel asks, do you snore in your sleep, or have past partners told you that you snore? I'm generally a non-snorer or a light snorer. Like, if I'm really exhausted, it can happen. But I am insanely self-conscious about it. So if somebody told me that I was snoring, I would go buy those nose strips or whatever people use. Have you ever visited Disney World or any theme park in your life? Yes, I have visited Disney World, Universal Studios, and I think it's called Knott's Berry Farm. I think it's only in the US. But I was pretty young, I don't remember everything, but I do remember my favorite ride was the spaceship one. It was really, really dark and it went really fast, and I have no idea what it was called. And the ride that I liked the least was the one that just shoots you up in the air really, really high. I hate it. I don't like heights very much. If you could date any Disney princess, who would it be and why? That is impossible to answer. I think I had a crush on all of them as a boy, except for maybe Snow White, who I didn't feel any personality from. But Cinderella, Jasmine, Ariel, and Pocahontas were all up there. And lastly, your hands are replaced with kitchen utensils. what are they? All right, I thought about this question a lot, and my right hand would be tongs, and my left hand would be an egg whisker, because it's kind of fun to bop people with an egg whisker. Jem asks, have you ever listened to Ghostmane? Totally, although I don't listen to him a lot. He's kind of adjacent to the artist that I listen to. I do enjoy that style, but if I listen to it too much, I get kind of tense. So I don't listen to him a lot. What is a topic that you can never shut up about? Probably ancient cultures and the things that we've already mentioned before with this question. Also weird philosophical questions about why we exist. Like, I once met a girl who was super into Age of Empires, and we could talk about ancient civilizations forever. There really is nothing better than sharing a glass of wine and just talking about nerdy subjects. Also, it kind of feels like the world is so serious these days. I really miss lighthearted, late-night conversations about weird things that you believe in. So yeah, any sort of deep, weird conversations I enjoy. What is the fondest memory you ever had during high school or college? Probably my first kiss, my first car, my first relationship, and also romping through the forest with my bio teacher. We were collecting samples on a rainy day. It was really great. Jem also says this didn't happen on a date, but I had a not safe for work conversation with a guy recently. And our topic circled around BDSM play and safe words. When I asked him what his preferred safe word was, he answered, ban. I jokingly asked, from Seven Deadly Sins, ban? He nodded and said, girl, I hate that guy. It will kill my boner. I will literally cry mid-thrust. I didn't have the heart to tell him ban was one of my favorite characters. I don't know what to say. I'm with you on this one. Ban is amazing. And yeah, that guy sucks. Julia has a great question. She says, in the past, during sex, after one or two orgasms, I would get to a point where I felt like I was going to squirt. When I said stop, he would keep going and said I should squirt for him. It was consensual. Is this really something guys are into? I feel so bad afterwards, especially if it's on his bed, because it's so messy. And though it isn't pee, my mind has fully convinced itself otherwise. So Kay, do you like it when girls squirt? As long as I was consensual, and you both were on the same page, I'm totally in the same camp as that guy. I think it's incredibly hot. Incredibly hot. I can't speak for everyone, but I think guys like visual and physical feedback to know that they're making their partner feel good. When a girl squirts, you feel like you've made her feel uncontrollable pleasure. And as for the messy part, it's no biggie. I think it's a small price to pay for giving your girl a great orgasm. So yeah, I've always looked forward to it. Miriam asks, in your experience, are happiness and contentment the same thing? I tend to think that they're different. I'm not sure that I would want to describe myself as being content in a relationship. Happiness to me is the next level up from content. Miriam also asks, which is superior? Going out for breakfast or going out for dinner? Breakfast for sure. Either going out for pancakes or cooking at home, I think the breakfast food is superior to dinner food. Harith, and I hope that I'm pronouncing that correctly. Harith asks, what do you think about Albanian culture? I will admit, Harith, I know very little about Albanian culture. Probably because I've never met an Albanian person before. Or if I have, they never told me about it. So, no, I haven't dated an Albanian before either. But would I? Sure, why not? I actually spent some time after reading your question about Albanian culture, and I think the coastline there would be beautiful. I looked at all these images of the traditional dress and everything, but yeah, I feel guilty that I don't know so much about it. And lastly, can you say hi to me? Hi, Harith. So those were all of the new questions, and I didn't realize how many there were. So let's grab a few from the previous Q&A. Roro asks, what is your go-to meal to cook to impress a girl? I feel like we've talked about this one before, but as of today, I would probably cook spicy garlic chicken wings and Caesar salad, or my own stir fry creation with spicy Chinese sauce mixed with mayo, with rice, veggies, and some beef. If she's a vegetarian, anything with cheese, because I have no idea how to handle vegetarian food. As for dessert, I cannot really bake, I will admit, so probably something with chocolate, fruit, and ice cream. Water Ballerina asks, any personal thoughts and experiences on makeup sex? Or sex while you're angry or in the middle of a serious argument? So before I answer this question, I want to read Water Ballerina's response. It's quite good. She says, I've experienced this only a handful of times with different partners. One was mind-blowing, plus became way easier to talk after. One partner refused to get intimate until a proper sit-down or verbal apology was made. And one, I just felt painfully cold and in pieces after. Personally, I've learned that until you get to know a person, makeup sex remains neutral. Not good or bad. It can be either or both. I actually could not have said it better myself. I completely agree with this. I've had great makeup sex and sex that I felt was probably not the best idea, we'll say. It really depends on the person and the situation. But I will say, when it's good, makeup sex is really good. Alright guys, that is about 8 pages of questions, and I wanted to get more done. But hey, we will get to more of them next time. So if you've already asked your question, you don't have to copy and paste it. I do have them all saved here. Also, feel free to post any funny assumptions you have about voice actors, YouTubers, me, whatever you're thinking. And we will do those next time as well. All right, guys. Thank you for being here. And I hope you have a great day or night wherever you are. Take care for now. Bye-bye.